Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rance Mullinix. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The DH, Dick Davis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Paul Mitchell. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is hit by the pitch. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Brett steals second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Brett tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullinix fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Brett steals second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Akins reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Porter reaches second base with a double. Akins scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Otis steals second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Davis reaches second base with a double. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullenix scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Fred Holdsworth now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullenix hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aiken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lescano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor misplays the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Brett moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Akins for the out. Brett moves to third. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holdsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Hurdle fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hurdle. Davis goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-3 Royals. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mullinix hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Cardenal now playing left field. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops it up and throws to first, with splitter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-2 in the game. Lescano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullinix fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hurdle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullenix scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Royals. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5. And the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. White steals second. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mullenix strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Rennie Martin now pitching. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lescano hits a pop-up towards short. Mullenix settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner pinch hits for Sal Bando. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.